drunk parents.
Go to your room. Mom needs another Cosmo.
Very drunk parents.
Nina loves me.
Neither does Santa.
Darling punk parents.
Chug, chug, chug.
Darling drunk parents.
Your panting skills are crap.
What? 16.
Hey, 16. Whoops.
What?
Welcome to episode 21 of Fairly Drunk Parents with your hosts. Hosts?
Angela.
What's your name?
Angela.
Tell me name.
Angela. Say my name. Say my name.
Angela. And it's me, Frank.
Let's be Frank.
No, I'll be Frank.
Frankie, say relax.
You be Angela. We are back after an extended hiatus.
Not that interesting.
We're the worst.
We are, but our lives really aren't that interesting. So we like to save this shit up so then we can,
You search the top podcasts of all time.
That's us?
We'd be the bottom.
Are we at least ahead of that Dharma and Greg motherfucker?
Oh.
Dodie and Bodie and whatever.
What? Really? Someone who does a podcast about that show?
No. I mean, actually, her and her Bodie husband.
Oh, yeah. What's her face?
Yeah,
the star?
Jenna Elfman. Wow. Who has a new show coming out that looks like shit. Like, it looks to be
canceled. Cartoon character
in
it?
Yeah. Oh. No, Imaginary Friend.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Due to be canceled. Also known as Due to be canceled in 2 episodes.
I see kids watching that. I don't know about
it. No. It won't be kids watching.
It's got to be like racy. For adults to watch it. Watch a show about cartoons. Like
it's
Family
not a cartoon.
Guy. Like Family
it's
Guy.
Not a cartoon. But it's a Muppet.
Oh, it looked like some sort of CG character.
It's a Muppet.
Alright.
Okay, well, I mean, it could be CG, but it's not like animated. It's a Muppet. Think of it. Oh, someone's tablet is beeping. No, I know. I can hear it, though. It annoys me. Anyways,
off topic.
As usual.
We have no topic.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. I've been instructed to give a shout out.
Oh, God.
Shout out to,
Mad shout out.
Big Daddy Ed. Shout out.
Big Daddy.
Yeah. UPS Templeton.
Okay. What's Templeton?
And Bobo.
Bobo? That's not his name.
Boris?
Yeah.
He's
Is he Russian?
Man.
Oh, those Russians.
Those Russians. We just finished watching the Americans.
Latest
which
episode.
All
of
about
Americans.
Russians.
Yeah.
You think we know some Russian by now, but I don't know.
It's so annoying with all the fucking...
subtitles.
Yes. Oh, my God. The only thing I know is... Спасибо. And I knew that
What's
far...
That?
That's thank you in Russian, and I learned that in the last season of Sex and the City.
Oh, say that again?
Спасибо.
Say it normally.
Спасибо.
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 Okay. I remember that for Monday when I talked to Boris.
Oh, okay. Hey, Boris. Спасибо.
I assume he's Russian. That's like Boris' name. That's a Boris name. That's a Russian name.
That's a Russian name? Yeah. We're being highly racist right now?
He just got married like last week. He took a week off to get married. Poor guy.
He doesn't know
what he's in for. Yeah.
Is he old?
No. Oh. He's like younger than us.
Oh, and he has an old person's name.
Russian name.
Oh.
Anyways.
Bobo will now be called Chad. It's much better. It's much cooler. Did you try and talk him out of getting married?
I didn't know he's getting married until he's already on vacation.
Poor fuck.
I know.
Just tell him not to have kids.
Take from us. Marriage is the
bomb.
Best.
It's the bomb, bitches. Wink, 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 nudge, nudge.
Yeah, for a little dry spell there.
Shut up.
Oh, you whoopee.
I'm just petting my dog right now.
Yeah, what's with the dog? She's been like wheezing.
She's 15. She can do what she wants.
I know, she's got like, her breathing's got all weird now.
Yeah, she's got an appointment at the vet. We'll find out.
Ugh.
But, I mean, if it's going to cost me a shit ton of money, well, it's been nice
knowing you. It's $500 to do a test. No thanks.
It's been nice knowing you.
Let's put her down for like 50.
She already has medicine, so she doesn't pee on the floor.
It's like a hormone or something, right?
Yeah, it's like estrogen or something
really?
That we're giving her.
Oh.
It is, yeah.
No, her boobs are coming in nicely.
Jesus, how can you tell under all the fat?
Did you hear that, Lacey? She called you fat. You know, take that?
She walked away.
Oh. So, yeah, I'm fat. I know it.
Pleasantly plump.
Husky.
Husky.
But you're not a husky.
She could have some husky in her, though.
No.
What do you think?
She's like dopamine.
She's looking at me like, fuck, bitch, stop talking about me. Something. My hand's all gross now that I touched her. Oh, I always need to wash my hand after touching her.
Why'd you smell your hand?
I did. Well, to see if it smelled like dog. It doesn't smell like dog, but it like has dog. Like a film on it now because she's dirty. You know,
well,
she goes out in the rain.
Bathe her once in a while.
Oh, fuck. Please. I barely remember to bathe my children. God. I don't do that until they start looking greasy,
the kids,
too.
The kids wanted bath salts in their bath tonight.
Yeah.
Like
so
how fancy.
Fancy. Oh, yeah. So we put bath salts in, and then they complained that it didn't turn the water red.
It smelled like
fruity.
It
smelled fruity. Smell. Aromatherapy bullshit. By the way, you bought those.
Here's some chloroform for your aromatherapy.
So gullible. God, you sound
terrible. What are you drinking tonight, Angela, since this is the fairly drunk parent?
Oh, some creamy thing. It's like Bailey's, but it's not. It's creamy a rum ice. Thing. Blarney Stone or something?
Oh, the rum cream.
Yeah.
Cream.
Yeah.
Bailey's, but rum.
Bailey's, but rum. Sure.
Mm. Yeah, they'll give you diabetes before it gets you drunk.
I already have diabetes. Stuff tingles in me all the time.
I got my good old sailor
jerry. I got nothing else. I got nothing else. I didn't feel like vodka and orange juice. Ugh. I already had a Kahlua earlier, and that did nothing. Then I had a glass of wine. That did nothing.
Did you finish off the wine?
Yeah. It was only like 1.5 glasses.
I want to get some Long Island iced tea mix or something. I've been craving for that recently. So what's up, Angela? It's end of the first week of spring break.
It is.
Right?
We have 2 weeks of spring break here in BC. And
that is British Columbia for your noobs.
Oh, fuck. And we just finished the first week. And shitty weather, so fuck you, Mother Nature.
What did the kids do all week? Well, I was slaving away at work.
Sign here, ma'am. So hard. Whatever.
There's only so much room in my dick for them to sign.
Oh, God. There's not much room. Trust me. I don't know. The first day we took it easy, just sort of ease back in. One of the kids and I went to Costco. It was really dead, so that was awesome. And then we filled the rest of the week with play dates with friends.
Oh,
every
great.
Day. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so
get
that
them
was
all
good.
Socializing and shit.
Definitely. And I get to talk to adults while they get to fart around with kids of varying ages, so that was good.
Your daughter, Gwen, loves to fart.
Oh, God.
She
oh
will
God.
Push it out.
I swear she's just going to fucking
she grunts when she
every time
it.
She does that. It's so nasty. Or she's going to burst her sphincter or something.
You're like shart.
She is so proud of it. You think a boy can do it? Fuck, she's got... A boy's got nothing on her, trust me. Yeah, that's how she's going to get herself a husband.
I thought girls were like made of sugar and spice and everything nice.
Have you met me?
Unfortunately, yes.
Fuck you,
and you tricked
shit.
Me into marrying you.
Tricked you? I wasn't pregnant.
You pulled the wool over my eyes.
What? I don't even have wool. It's itchy. I don't
you
like it.
You pulled your boobs out and put them over my eyes.
This is true.
Yeah, so you have anything planned for next week with the kids?
There's like three mommies of us going to the mall on Monday with all our kids. So that's like three moms and eight kids. So
wow.
That shouldn't be too much of a disaster.
The gang.
Hitting the Disney store first. Hopefully sitting them all down in front of the little play area TV there while we go fart around. And then there's actual play area in the mall. We don't know if it's going to be too babyish for the kids, but it might
most
get
of them
some,
are, yeah.
Might kill some time while we can hit a couple other stores, so okay. We'll see how
like
this
adult
goes.
Stores. Well, I mean, like, who's watching the kids?
Oh,
a
grandma's coming with us as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of my friends, her mom's in town, so she can might sit with the kids for like 20 minutes if we can get into a couple stores. Okay. One friend wants to go to Pandora. I want to look for bathing suit tops.
You
know,
check out Spencer's Gifts with all the adult
fuck
toys.
Off, no.
Love Nest. No.
Fuck off. We're going to do adult shit, not your version of adult shit. Real adult shit. Like, we need to get shit done, dude. I want to see you do Pandora Charm, see if the beauty is out from Beauty and the Beast Belle.
Oh, Lord.
And I need a new bathing suit top. And I need some opinions. Sometimes yours just doesn't cut
his
it.
His opinion. Don't buy Pandora Charms.
You started it.
It cost me a fortune.
You started it.
Yeah.
You started it.
And I'm regretting it.
I have like $700 worth of charms on a bracelet. That's your fault.
Oh, it's making it rain, aren't you?
Making it rain, bitches. So, Jesus. And then on Friday.
And you want to know what I'm doing on spring break?
Working. Friday, I also have another mommy day plan with three other different moms. And again, that's going to be like nine kids or something in a really tiny townhouse. So hopefully the weather's nice because there's a super park right outside her house. And maybe we can dump most of the kids there. This one will involve two toddlers, so that should be interesting.
So you guys love your kids, don't you? Just dump them. Dump them across the street.
It's right there. It's not it's in a complex, for fuck's sake. It's right across from her driveway. It's very safe.
Okay.
And just, it would really help matters if some of them got outside for a while. So I have no idea what I'm going to do to fill the middle part of the week, but we'll see. I kind of felt overscheduled last week. I went a little crazy with the play dates every day but Monday.
Yeah,
and then I had a cold because you had a man cold last weekend and I got the cold.
So what kind of cold did you get? The woman cold?
No, an actual cold.
A bitch cold.
No, a real cold. Yours just this whiny bitch shit. And I get shit done with my cold and I had it for like 6 days.
I get shit done too.
I had it for 6 days and you had it for like an hour and a
half. I had it for 3 days after getting over a cold from like week four. Chest cold, and then
bullshit.
I had the
chest
cold.
You had one tiny little phlegm, then it's a chest cold. Jesus Christ.
I kept you up at night.
What? How?
Coughing.
You kept me up with your fucking snoring, too. The coughing didn't help either, though. You try to control that, would you?
I was plugged.
It was plugged. I wish I was plugged.
Play cards right.
Mm. Which cards would those be? Dirty ones?
Jokers.
Yeah, you kind of look like him a little bit. What the
I don't
fuck
know.
Was that?
Where'd I get a load of me?
He was really good. He was really good.
Yeah,
Heath Ledger?
Jack Nicholson.
What?
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah. Batman. Sorry. Oh, no, Lord. Jack Nicholson was excellent.
Yeah, Heath Ledger's good when he's dead.
He's fucking... Well, Heath Ledger's dead. Jack Nicholson's alive, but Heath Ledger's dead. How did he die again? Did he kill himself?
Don't recall. I want to see overdose.
Oh, man. Him and Reether. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Why do you think people just can't do drugs recreationally?
I've never watched him in anything else except that Batman movie.
Oh, no. He was in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, Brokeback Mountain, well, but I never watched
that. No, movie. I didn't. Plus, I don't like Jake Gyllenhaal, so there you go. He was good in 10 Things I Hate About You. That was actually a decent movie.
Was that a rom-com?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Well, I think you saw it.
I didn't see it, no.
Oh. Well, you're pretty adamant about that. I'm not seeing it! Who's getting me into Julia Stiles' movie?
Rom-coms.
I'm not seeing it!
Maybe God. Like rom murder mysteries.
Boring. Alright. So.
You're getting too close to me. Time to die.
Alright, so spring break is 1 week over, another week to go. We covered that. Hopefully the weather clears up. Spring on Monday. Whoopity-doo. As long as there's no more fucking snow in the forecast, I'll be happy.
What did we do past week? Oh, we've fucking went furniture shopping.
Oh, God. Furniture shopping. Oh, my God. It's worse than car shopping. I swear to God.
The salespeople are more pushy than car salesmen.
It's either that or there's no salesperson around at all.
I don't mind that. I like just looking by myself.
I need some fucking help and there's no one around. Hello, I want to buy some shit. Hello, commission, get over here. Jesus Christ.
Last Saturday we went to like four stores.
No, it was a Saturday before. Yeah. It's like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, four. We went to seven. All the wasted gas. Oh my God, like fucking.
We were looking for dining tables. Dining tables, right?
Yeah, dining tables and chairs. Then we decided, well, we'll buy the tables separate. We'll look at chairs. Oh, my God. All the wasted bridge tolls and gas. Oh, fuck me hard. Do you have bridge tolls where you live? If you don't, you're so fucking lucky. Thank you, Christy Cunt.
How much is it? $3?
It's like $3.15 to cross one fucking bridge. One way. Eat a dick. Jesus Christ. I think the Golden Ears is even more expensive than that. I can't wait to look at my bill for that. Fuck off.
So we picked up a dining table from United Furniture Warehouse, which is actually owned by the Brick, so it's not the same company. Anyways, we had it delivered today.
Sucks, and they suck. What? They gave us the shittiest delivery window, 2:20 to 5. Okay, have you ever had a fucking anything come at 20? No.
It's like on the half hour usually.
On the half
right?
hour or the hour. So first red flag. Second red flag, they didn't fucking show up. So there I call at 5:20 on the dot because I'm like, dude, window's done. I want my shit.
Window shut.
Window shut. Oh, when is it supposed to come? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, hold on one moment. I'm on hold for like 90 seconds, 2 minutes. Oh, I'm sorry. They're running about 45 minutes behind. A phone call would have been nice. I'd stayed home all afternoon, bitch. I would thank you very much. 25 minutes after making that phone call, the driver calls and says that they are running late. Yeah, no shit. And we'll be there in 20 to 30 minutes. 35 minutes.
Sounds like you're
shitting
bricks.
So an entire hour past the last hour that they were supposed to be here. It was 6:25. Shitting bricks. Sorry, shitting rocks.
That's better.
Okay. So an entire hour and 5 minutes after the last window that they were supposed to be here. Drop off two boxes. I'm like, you're not fucking setting this up? The fuck? I thought they were supposed to set it up. So we were getting mixed up with Ashley Home Furniture, where for $30 more, they would have set it up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. But, of course, their table was twice the price.
It was. It was pretty much the same table.
Yeah.
I mean, the tabletop was a little lighter color, but overall it was pretty much the same table.
Yeah, $900, $1,700, $99 to set up, $129 to deliver and set up. I guess we'll save the money to do it ourselves. You had it done in an hour. That was pretty impressive.
That wasn't bad, except for my screw up.
It wasn't your screw up. The instructions screwed up.
I used the long bolts and a short bolt hole.
And they fucking screwed that up.
Story of my life.
Yeah, tell me about it. Boy, oh boy. Tell me about it. So now we have a nice big table and four shitty old chairs. So the hunt continues.
Now those chairs, they have like their wooden backs and like a fake leather.
I'm done with leather, real leather, fake leather, vinyl, whatever.
I was looking at them today.
Did you shush me?
Yes.
Eat a dick.
You talk a lot.
Well, duh, because you don't talk enough.
I scratched them or something because it was like this, like marks, like a semi wide, with like a gap between them all. So it's like someone scratched it down. Whatever. But then you would go and put them in front of the fireplace with like wet hats or wet boots or something.
Blame the snow.
Dry,
I don't have a drying
like,
rack.
I'm pretty sure it would like kind of peel the seat.
Whatever. It doesn't matter because we're going to get rid of the chairs anywhere. They're fucking shitty.
I'm saying. Well, okay. They're shitty now.
Well, they would have gotten rid. Even if they weren't peeling and shitty, I would still be getting rid of them
because
they don't go with the table.
Yeah, we want.
We need adult furniture for our adult table.
We're slowly
right now,
getting rid of the IKEA stuff.
We have kitty furniture and an adult table. Shit. So I can't wait until we can get some nice chairs. So that's the last thing we need to look for.
So when are we going to do that tomorrow?
Let's start again tomorrow. Chairs. Let's kill some hours tomorrow and look at some chairs. I'm tempted to go back to Ashley just to see what they've got again.
Okay. Well, I don't know. That was the place with this chair, the white. We tested out the white chair and
it
was like,
and it wasn't.
It sunk in too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Let's you feel the frame of the chair.
Let's just look again. It's fine. Whatever.
I don't want to go. Let's go to the brick.
I don't want to go to the brick.
Did we go to the brick down there?
No.
We'll check it out.
Well, I want to go to Ashley.
Mm. Oh yeah, you want a fabric chair?
Right. Yeah. I'm not doing fake leather, real leather, any kind of leather. Nope. Fabric.
Once we get the chairs and the table set up, you can't eat at the table.
No. You can't eat it. You can look at it. It's really pretty.
Yeah, you look at it.
We're gonna eat at the coffee table and the kitchen counter as usual, but
yeah, like,
we're not eating at a table.
Should be coffee table. Yeah.
Okay. What's next?
It's like we have a script or something.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Crinkle, crinkle, paper. That anyway, what's in the back of
that? Oh, that's Gwen's coding.
Oh god, is she still doing that?
No, I should get her back into this. It's basically like a little game you play to learn how to code.
Mm.
I don't know,
man.
She's more artsy than Cody.
Fartsy. She's more fartsy than artsy.
But yeah, she's reading a lot now, right?
She is. We actually took her to the bookstore today to buy some books too,
she,
because
like,
she's read all
books.
The books she already has at home.
I'm like, dude, you have a tablet. No, I want to go read books.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good thing to encourage, by the way.
I know.
Although you can get her into ebooks, I suppose. That didn't occur to either of us to do that. Or to shop on Amazon.
This is a Tom Gates.
Never heard
person.
Of him before, but whatever. I was trying to get her into Judy Blume, but I think she's a little past.
So 70s.
Super Fudge and Tales of Fourth Grade Nothing. Maybe get her into Babysitter Clubs.
I'll give you some Super Fudge. Super Fudge
packing. Oh, keep going. You're lame. Four Eyes.
What else is there to talk about? What about Gabby? What's going on with Gabby?
Her teacher thinks she's gifted.
I mean, of course she is.
Not like super high IQ gifted, but more
thinking outside the box gifted.
Yes. The way she processes things and like is creative and just the way she thinks. She actually thinks that she's gifted. So I'm not quite sure where we're going to go with that.
Is that a nice way of saying she's kind of dumb?
No, it's not, you idiot. That's a not nice way of saying that you're an idiot. Jesus Christ.
That's a nice way of saying
they don't
idiot.
Get the giftedness from you, trust me. You and your genes, Jesus Christ. My entire family has like 4 brain cells to rub together.
Enough about my mom.
Or your sister. Or any other
relative.
I'm
done with my family. They can just go like fucking die.
Then stop answering the phone.
I blocked my mom.
Then stop calling her back.
She pissed me off last night.
Yeah. Then don't call her back.
Yeah, but there's this thing I have called guilt.
Well, let it just go. Let it go. Think of your favorite pen. Now let it go.
I don't have a favorite pen.
Well, just think of something and then just let it go.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm not quite sure. Well, shut up.
Sorry.
Yeah. Eat a dick.
It's quite yummy, actually.
It's not. Trust me, I've had it. It's
barbecue sauce on
it. You don't taste as good as you think you do. But I do it anyway because I love you. And yes, I swallow. I think it's rude to spit. It's
where are you going to spit?
Spitting is gross.
You make a stain on the floor.
No, I would run to the sink, I guess, which I did with other people, but I swallow yours. I did. Oh, I don't know how we got there from our kid is gifted to we're not, apparently. We're like fucking like hillbillies over here. As I feel my leg that really needs a good shave. I was going to shave my legs in the shower last night. I got lazy. Went, no, fuck it. And now all of a sudden, look, I have a natural forest growing on my leg. How the hell did that happen in 24 hours? It's not stubbly, though.
No.
It's soft, but it's long.
It's nice and furry.
It's furry. I need to get rid of that and do some other areas because where are we going?
The moon?
And before that?
Oh, Vegas.
Baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah, baby. Vegas, baby. And who are we going with?
You make it sound so exciting.
It's not exciting.
I don't know.
Going to Vegas is not exciting. Like once.
Once. Middle of August is hot.
It was middle of September, but okay.
It's still hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
And we didn't win any money.
Did we not?
No.
Oh. Well, anyway, why is it really exciting this time?
Because we have no fucking kids.
No fucking kids.
We're leaving the kids behind.
And no kids that don't fuck either.
These are family friends.
Yes, exactly.
The bestest.
They are. Our friends are the best because our family is the worst.
But we'll pay for it because they'll ask us to do the same thing eventually.
Yeah, and I'm literally paying them because I wouldn't do it for free and I don't expect them to do it for free either. Yeah. Yeah. If you're still alive, you're going in the kennel. So reminds me, I should probably kill the kennel.
Say, Lissy.
Ooh, oh, she's really? Famous. And then what happens? See, like Flem,
she doesn't
right?
Speak.
Dog Flem? Anyway, so yeah, the first week of May, we are out of here.
Out of here. And
to Vegas, baby!
So what are we going to do there? We're going to like visit, go to Brad Garrett's comedy club there?
Yeah, I think let's get tickets to his show. That'd be good.
What else?
I could give a shit about Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil, sorry.
Yeah, we saw one show.
We saw one before. I'm good. I'm good.
The sexy show.
Contortionists, blah, blah, blah. I have no idea. Desire to see Cher or Britney Spears or anybody, blah, blah,
Celine
blah.
Celine Dion still there?
I don't know. Her husband's dead. I think she's still grieving. I haven't got a fucking clue. I don't know.
We're going to visit the Bunny Ranch?
No. Huh? I don't want to see Siegfried and Roy. Isn't one of them dead? Or not
no,
dead?
No, it's not dead.
Well, his tiger ate him, but like chomped on him a little bit, but it didn't kill him, right? Had a little nibble. Had a little nosh.
Yeah.
He had a little nosh.
So yeah, we can find something else to do down there.
Don't worry. We won't be bored. We also picked a good hotel with a good pool, which is important. I need a little bit of sun on me.
We have to get
me.
In our beach bodies. Body shape.
Yeah. Get a little pool time. Get a little bar time. Just give me 10 minutes to do some crunches.
Gosh, you got a six pack.
We're going. You really can't.
I can't.
You can't. No. You can't with the accent. You can't with a six pack. Going to eat dinner maybe at the Top of the World. Do a little Stratosphere dinner.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Looks we decided nice. That Gordon Ramsay has like three restaurants, and one of them is just like fucking exorbitant. So I'm sorry, it's too much. Okay, you got to add like 30% because we're Canadians, so we're poor.
So it's like $50 at least for an entree.
Fuck off. That's fuck, dude. Yeah, whatever. It's all well and good for you saying, we're going to drink water, we're going to entree, no dessert, no appetizer. Well, then, like, just fucking order watercress. Like, what's the point? Either you're going to go home, you're going to go big, go home. Right?
Yeah,
but I don't need a $400 dining bill for one meal.
So we'll go to this hamburger joint.
Exactly. That would look more reasonable. We'll have a nice lunch instead.
Hit a buffet or two.
Yeah, we might do a buffet for one dinner and then the Stratosphere for another one. Yeah, I don't know. Sure, whatever. We'll loosey-goosey.
We'll work it out.
We'll work it out. And you'll be along for the ride. No, you won't. You'll hear about it in another podcast.
No, we're going to fly.
That'd be funny.
Live podcast.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Get like a Zoom mic.
Forget it. No, dude. I'm taking that shit with me to Vegas. You can hear about it when we get back like everyone else will. So that's exciting.
It is. I can't wait.
Yep.
I need a vacation already.
Oh, a vacation from our vacation.
Like 2.5 months between vacations. A few months. Oh.
It's been so long since we were in the Caribbean. It's been 2 months. Oh.
We've been making fancy dinners.
Oh, we have.
The past couple of weekends.
We have. The last few weekends.
Changed things up, right? Instead of the usual.
You know,
pork
meat,
and beans?
Potatoes, pork and beans. Well,
we
actually had pork and beans tonight.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Because our dining room table didn't arrive until 6:25. It was.
Canned beans or baked beans.
That was our dinner at like 7:45. Whatever. Everyone liked it. They ate it.
We're all hoity-toity over here.
Whatever. Well, the dessert was hoity-toity, though.
I haven't baked a cake in ages.
I didn't know that you had any little pansy.
I made a baked Alaska tonight.
Yes.
It was very delicious.
Filled with booze that he lit on fire. It was quite spectacular.
Heat up the booze in a ladle over the stove and pour it on. Or light it up and then pour it on.
I was afraid that ladle was going to like stick to my stove.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I was like,
is this
something going to
ruin the ladle? Or
like warp or something?
Ruin the ladle is fine. Don't ruin the stove. But no, it worked out really well. You know what I could have done without?
Yeah.
The pecans. I don't think it really added anything.
Yeah, I don't know. The recipe said pecans. Like, weird.
I could have done without the pecans.
Yeah, it doesn't really do much.
No. No. In fact, it was kind of, it was like eating the ice cream was cold and all of a sudden there's
crunch, crunch.
Yeah, it didn't lend itself to the, it didn't ruin it, but if you could have left it out, it wouldn't have noticed, right? But
yeah.
It was very tasty. It was very good.
The alcohol, the rum that didn't
burn off.
All soaked in the cake in the bottom.
The cake.
And our kid, or Gabby, had like a rum-soaked piece of cake at the bottom.
Yeah,
bottom
so she third. Left part of it, but then she had diarrhea like 20 minutes later. So
no, that can't be. Like,
I don't. Maybe it was. I don't know. She didn't eat anything else today.
Ice cream. They eat ice cream every day.
It wasn't the ice cream. She's like the dog. Her stomach is very sensitive. And it was very good. But so what else have we been – last weekend you made a risotto.
Risotto, which I've done once.
Asparagus and
– asparagus and bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Then before that was
– oh, moussaka. It was the weekend of the eggplant.
Lots of eggplant that weekend.
Because he bought twice as many.
Yeah. It's silly.
He thought the recipe called for six. It called for two. So we had six fucking eggplants in the house.
Moussaka is kind of like a lasagna, but it was like kind of Greek without the noodles. I don't know.
And
it was all right, but then it kind of gives the
rumbly
tumblies there.
Gave me the shits. If you could maybe not make that again, I'd appreciate
it. Yeah, I won't. Don't worry about it.
So then I had to make eggplant parmesan to use up more of the eggplant, which was okay. It's all right.
You left off one layer of pasta.
No, that was the lasagna the weekend before because I was drunk on wine. I didn't fuck up the eggplant parmesan.
Don't drink and cook, honey.
Yeah. Well, that's how you left out a layer of eggs or something in the moussaka.
Oh, the eggs. Yeah, I missed it. It's supposed to crack an egg into the beef mixture, which I forgot.
Which you forgot because
so
you were
came
drinking
out a
rum.
Runny.
And then the weekend before that, I made lasagna and I was drinking wine and left out three noodles.
The weekend before that was lobster.
Oh, yeah. Steak and lobster. Yeah. Surf and turf. That was good.
First time cooking lobster.
Man. Oh, that poor scared lobster. The kids. We got a live lobster, and it was sitting in the cart. I mean, in a box, all sealed box, and everything. Yeah. But the kids were like,
wasn't sealed. It wasn't sealed.
It wasn't sealed. But the kids were like, kids I were like kind of freaking out a bit. I have to admit, I wasn't watching while he killed the poor thing.
Yeah, just shoved a knife in his skull.
Oh, God.
Rather, it's more humane than putting it in the water alive, right?
So horrible. I have to kill it to eat it. I'm such a hypocrite. It tasted so good, but oh, don't tell me how you kill a cow. I don't want to know. I like hamburgers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to know. Look that up. I know how they kill a pig.
I don't want to know about the sausage. I don't want to know how it's made.
They stun it, hang it upside down, then cut his throat.
I don't want to know how it's made. Drain. I just want to eat it.
Yep, I don't know how to do cows.
I don't want to know about turkey bacon either.
Turkey bacon. Yes, they go and capture the pig turkey, the turkid.
Turpiggin. I don't know how do you get turkey bacon. I don't know. It's good though.
Is it actually pork in it? It's just turkey though.
I don't know. I never looked at the ingredients. I just assumed Butterball wasn't lying to me.
I assume it's going to be all turkey.
I assume so. I look at the ingredients. I bought a package of it today. They had that on sale at Costco this week, but I didn't like that one. I like the Butterball one better. I think you guys prefer the one from Costco, but I didn't, and I was shopping. So there you go.
There I go.
So, uncomfortable silence.
So what do you have? Anything come up this week?
Well, we already talked about spring break. Yeah. Yeah. See, this is it. This is why you don't hear from us for a while, because we're boring as shit.
We are boring as fuck.
We are. It's got to be something else. Oh, my God. Are you watching anything good on TV lately?
We're watching
Love on Netflix.
Americans. Love on Netflix, yes. And,
It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
They're awkward. Oh, they're so awkward.
Last episode, we watched episode two, I think it was. Yeah. They're so awkward. Oh, my God.
Which part?
Oh.
So the chick who played the girlfriend, the Asian guy's girlfriend in this episode, she was supposed to be like a MMA fighter or something, right?
That, yeah.
Is she actually? Because she looked like she could be like her. Parker Posey or Rosie Posey or whatever the one that was in the fight
Parker
recently.
Posey?
Okay, not Parker Posey. She was in something else.
Yeah.
But Rosie something who's a fighter? Or?
Rosie Perez.
No.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I should know her name.
Yeah. Was she the one who got knocked out recently? Or did she do the knocking out?
Ronda Rousey.
Sure.
Ronda Rousey, yeah.
Did she knock out or she was knocked out?
She got knocked out.
Like fast, right? Like people were like, this is going to go for rounds and rounds. It's like, fight, 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 boom, you're down.
Yeah.
That sucks. You know, that really sucks. Like they should fucking work for it.
All these people pay for the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. Oh, man. Suckers. Just catching on YouTube. It's the first, most exciting 54 seconds of your life. But yeah.
Is that something you want to do sometime?
Beat the shit out of somebody? Absolutely. Oh, fuck yeah. Just line them up, man. There's a lot of people I'd like to get in the ring with. I'd fucking pummel the shit out of them. I don't need to braid my hair to do that.
So I'll be the promoter. I'll get you two, you and your opponent together.
Opponents.
Makeshift gazebo in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Not the octagon, but the square.
Yeah, right. Ooh, excuse me.
You can, like, try and bust plastic chairs over each other. Adirondack chairs.
No, I just want to make somebody bleed, that's all. Plastic Adirondack chair isn't going to do that. Anyway, the chick who was in this episode of Love looked like her.
She looked a little tough.
She looked tough. She looked like she could beat the shit out of somebody. Anyway, so yeah, we're watching Love.
She could definitely beat Bobby Lee.
Oh, that's the Asian guy on that?
Yeah.
Now, where do we know him from?
He's a comedian.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he was in...
He's creepy looking. Crap. The hair. I don't know.
Mad TV. He's on that. What else are we watching? Watching Americans. Mm-hmm. We love our Russians.
We love those Russians. Yep. And then just the usual, like...
American Housewife.
That's good. Yeah, American Housewife's good. Yeah. Fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the boat, yeah, it's pretty good. It's, I don't know. The first season seems to be better than the second season.
Yeah, you know, that's how I feel about Modern Family. You fell asleep at the end of Modern Family
again.
Modern Family's
kind of going downhill a little bit.
Yeah, it's time for that show to say bye-bye now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that and Big Bang Theory. Take Big Bang Theory with you,
Big
please.
Bang Theory. Jesus.
Okay, everyone's married
so
and pregnant.
Now.
I'm not watching the Sheldon show. I'm not watching that.
Sheldon show? What's
well,
that?
Whatever it's going to be called. It's the prequel. It's how Sheldon was when he was a boy. No. It's not. And yeah, like,
is
what's
Laurie
his
Metcalf
name?
Going to be in that?
Yes.
No.
She is, actually, yeah. Or maybe, I
no
think.
No show not to watch.
Maybe not. Yeah, no, I'm not watching that. No. What else have we started watching this season? Oh, The Great Indoors with Joel McHale.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
That's pretty decent. It's got this good stuff. Superstore. Superstore is really good.
I love Superstore.
Superstore's hilarious. It's got some really funny shit in it.
Reminds me of my Walmart days.
Yeah, I bet. Man.
Straight out of high school.
You just feel like, how are they not breaching trademark or something? Because the name tags are Walmart.
Blue.
Like, did they get permission from the Walmart Corporation first?
No.
They're really treading a thin line there. It looks like Walmart. Oh, and we were in Walmart today. Fucking, we were in the store 30 seconds. I already saw 50 people that could have been on the people of Walmart website. Oh, fuck me. Oh, God. Ugh. Ugh. The humanity. Lack of. Lack of was more like it. Judgment is on scene. I got my judgy panties on.
Yeah, you're the fucking Judge Judy of this.
I am, and I'm good at it. Good at it. Yeah, I don't make no apologies. If I'm judging you, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, you're going to be a hard time.
Yeah. You want me to do hard time, baby? Yeah.
I got a hard time for you.
Ooh. You going to pummel?
Yeah, I'll give you 5 to 10 minutes.
Inches?
Oh. All right, I think we'll call it night.
Oh, it was just getting interesting.
You can reach us at Fairly Drunk Parents or FD Parents at Twitter and
on the Twitter.
Facebook.com/ Fairly Drunk Parents.
Fairly Drunk Parents.
And Fairly Drunk Parents at gmail.com. Malicious.
How malicious. Oh, we just made our own come malicious.
All right, we'll catch you guys later.
Have
a drunk time.